What's up, guys? It is time, that time again, for the Dollface After Show. Jules will do anything to save her friendships, even if that means losing her job. Let's talk about it. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, buzz.
Guys, what's up? It's your girl, Tyra. I am here back for another four episodes. We're going to cover episodes 9 and 10 of Dollface. It was a great way to wrap the season, and I'm excited to dive in, so let's get right into it. So, like I kind of said earlier in my, you know, little cold open, we talk about how Jewel is like this friend. She's like the ultimate friend now. And it's funny because at the beginning of the season, we saw her not really knowing how to be a friend. She went through this whole journey of trying to find who she is and who she could become in a friendship. And in these last two episodes, she really begins to prove herself and show that she can be a best friend, even if that means, you know, losing her job or the people that she's close with or her boss, Celeste. So let's go ahead and get into episode 9. In this episode, it begins with well, it's funny because this theme was the Wizard of Oz. So Jules, aka Dorothy, it begins with her being confronted by the Wicked Witch of the West, her boss Celeste. And Celeste, she's there and she confronts the team about a shoe that she finds in her bedroom at the beach house when they had a retreat a couple of days ago. So in this moment, Jules' first instinct is to do what she does best now. It's to save face for her friend Madison, because we clearly know that the shoe belongs to Madison because she's the only one that's sleeping with her husband. And she does what she has to do, and she stands up for her, and in the midst of it, she has to leave her job, and she attends this march, this women's march that they had put on. And in between this, we see a little back and forth. We see her with her friends trying to run away from the Wicked Witch of the East. We see Celeste with her group of minions, you know, trying to really retrieve her back in and, you know, get the truth out of her of what's really going on with her husband. Now, J-Lo, I have a question for you. Are you there, J-Lo?
Yes,
our producer is here with me because I don't have a panel today. So she's here to chat it up with me. So, okay, if you were in a situation like this where your boss, you have a friend who is actually sleeping with your boss's husband, you did not know this until recently, and now you're kind of stuck in the middle, how would you handle that situation? Would you be like Jules and lie for your friend to save your friendship, or would it be like, I'm telling everything because I need my job?
That's a really hard position to be
in. That's a crazy question, I know.
It is. It's so hard because it's like, I mean, it's your friend.
Yeah.
And it's also your job, though. So, I mean, if I had to say something and if, you know, I was being forced to, like, tell me everything you know, if you want to keep your job, I'm going to have to go with my job because at the end of the
day. Wow. J-Lo chose her job. Well, Jules, according to J-Lo, you did a bad job.
I'm just saying because at the end of the day, we have bills to pay. Who's going to pay over my roof? Like, where am I going to sleep, you know?
No,
but
really.
But I get it. It's hard, you know? I mean, I get Jules. She's a good friend. And I don't want to say I'm a bad friend, but it's just, it's one of those tricky situations because obviously her friend didn't think about Jules, like, you know, the job and all that stuff.
Well, the friend didn't know. Like, this is all news to all of them. So that's why it's such a sticky situation because she found out, you know, in episode 8, she found out that the guy that her friend was sleeping with, we knew he was married, but we didn't know that it was her boss's husband. And he, from his way of explaining it, they were like separated, nothing to do with it. But Jules found out the last episode that they actually were a thing. So that's what makes it really, like, tricky.
Yeah, it is really tricky. Yeah. But I don't know. I really want to keep my job. I need to pay stuff.
Yeah. Jewel's like, forget it. I don't care how sticky it is. I'm keeping my job. I don't blame you, J-Lo. So anyway, guys, I don't know. That was a thought that just came across my mind. I was just like, what would I do in that kind of situation? I don't know how I would necessarily handle that. But in the end, Jules ended up handling it very well. She stood her ground. She continued to, you know, be that friend to Madison, and throughout the episode, like I said, she went back and forth. She never told old. And it's the whole thing was just hilarious. Like, we see her running around, you know, with her friends. We see her finally meet the woman who is the speaker of the Women's March. And I guess she's supposed to be, I can't remember. It was the Wicked Witch of the West, and I'm assuming the Wicked West of the East. So I'm assuming that what they were trying to put together there was that the speaker was the Wicked Witch of the East, who ended up not even being as much of an inspiration of that they thought she would. Like, they thought that this lady was so empowering. She would have all the answers to everything and things like that, just for her to not really be as helpful. So I don't know. I think in that scene, maybe they were just kind of showing that no one has the answers. Like, you just have to go with it. I don't know what you guys, whatever you guys think, let me know. Put it in the comments below. But yeah, that was a cool take on it. I love how they put this whole Wizard of Oz theme together. And in the end, we end up seeing that it actually was a dream. The whole thing was a dream. And then she wakes up to a phone call, a missed call from Jeremy, her ex-boyfriend, and he's saying pretty much that the party bus, they're having a party bus or whatever for his sister's wedding. And he's like, I'm bringing a date. You should too. I'm going to bring Melissa. And yeah, so it was just a bunch of mess. Jules is shocked. Not only is she shocked because it was a dream and she thought her and Madison were back on good terms, but she's shocked now because she has to deal with this wedding that she was already feeling awkward about. And now she has to deal with it knowing that her ex-boyfriend is bringing a date. So, speaking of all of that, let's just go ahead and dive into episode 10, the season finale of Dollface, entitled Bridesmaid. So, like I stated, Jules is on her way to, she's on her way to the wedding. She's getting prepared. She's her bridesmaid. She has her cat. She asks her sex partner that she was, you know, kind of kicking it with for a while. She asks him to wash the cat. And as she's sitting there waiting for the party bus to come, up comes J-Lo, you would never believe this. Up comes Jeremy and his date, aka new girlfriend, coming to scoop up Jules. Now, mind you, J-Lo, Jeremy is Jules' ex-boyfriend, right? And Jules is in this wedding because it's Jeremy's sister. But her and Jeremy's sister got really close, and she still wanted her to be in the wedding, even though her and Jeremy are broken up. So not only was it already going to be awkward for her to attend the wedding, it's now even more awkward because they were supposed to have a party bus to take them to the festivities, and their friend that was booking the bus got the dates mixed up. So now she has to ride in the car on the way to the wedding with Jeremy and his girlfriend. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. I would be it's one of those things that it's like, where am I going to hide? Why do I have to be here in this car stuck with this person?
It was so bad.
It's insane.
And while they're in the car ride, they're just like playing these games. She's not understanding, you know, what it's obvious. It was very awkward, but it was also obvious to see that Jeremy's new girlfriend, her name is Melissa, actually. It was obvious to see that they weren't really a match. And it was obvious towards the end of the car ride when they were playing the games and he had like tossed the game over to Jules. She was able to, like, you know, her and Jeremy were just on one accord. I think they even, like, finished each other's lines in a point of time in the game. And it was just clear as day, like, that you could tell that she was someone that was genuinely for him. Like, they were good together at the time. And this new girl is kind of just, like, someone to just, I don't know, just have because maybe he felt like he was missing out on something while they were together. I don't know. So anyway, they arrive at the wedding, and what's crazy is, so, mind you, like I said earlier, J-Lo, he's there, he brings a date, right? So he brings the date, but while when they first arrive, a few minutes later, they get ready to go to a pool, and he stops into her hotel room, and he's like, hey, do you have sunscreen? So she's like, okay, yeah, I have sunscreen, here you go, or whatever, and he was like, oh, I actually could use your help, can you rub it on your back? So at this point, Jules is like, no, I can't do that, you have a girlfriend, blah, 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 and then out of nowhere, he confesses his love for her, and he's just like, I really want to make it work, this girl is not like me, after I've dated around, I realized that you are really the person for me. Now, I was really upset by this because they just had this awkward car ride. He had the audacity to call and ask her if she was bringing a date. He's been such an a-hole butthole throughout this whole season being an ex-boyfriend. And now he wants to confess his love for her now that he sees, you know, that she's not what he thought she was. I think that's just typical man thing. I don't know about you, J-Lo, but I'm over it. I mean, men do that all the time.
I feel like that's not, we shouldn't even be surprised by it because yeah. I feel like it's always that all the time. And then when they realize that all the people they're dating with or whoever they're sleeping with, they're not the same, you know, and they're right. Like, oh, I love you, or oh my god, you know, I had a good thing. And
yeah, it's why. Just so bad. So I don't know, when that happened, I'm just like, typical guy situation. Like, you had something good, you thought that there was more out there, more fish in the sea, more, you know, things to do, just to come to the realization that what you had was really good, and you know, you lost it. So I felt like in that moment that was a win for Jules, because it proved in that moment that she was that good girlfriend. There was nothing wrong with her in the end. He just didn't know what he wanted, and now I don't know. I feel like she should have left that moment, you know, feeling like she conquered it. But she didn't end up feeling that way, because as she's there, as this is going on, meanwhile, on the other side, well, back in the U.S., because on this trip they went to Mexico. So back in the U.S., Stella and Izzy stop by to confront Madison, because Madison is still upset with Jules, because she believes that Jules is lying, or Celeste is lying about Colin and her still being together. So Madison is like in her house, you know, going on this crazy organizational rampage, and they come in and they confront her, and they're just like, look, Jules is a good friend. You don't have to believe what is going on, but she's still a good friend for telling you that she saw them together and they are still married. And they get her all together and they show up at the wedding to surprise Jules. Now, it ended up going badly because they walk in on her and Jeremy, and they're thinking that she's on like a vacation or something, or Jeremy is her date, and they're upset, like, what are you doing? Mind you, Jeremy's shirt is off, he has sunscreen, you know, all on his back and stuff, and they're like, why is he there? And she was like, I thought you were at your friend's she said, why is Jeremy here? And he was like, I'm here for the wedding. And then he was just like, it's my sister's wedding. This whole time, J-Lo, they thought that the wedding was Jules' cousin's wedding. She had lied to her friends because she didn't want them, I guess, to judge that it was Jeremy's sister's wedding. So this caused another big uproar, and Madison is still fed up with Jules at this point, so they brush off and leave, and she's left there with Jeremy once again. Such an awkward situation. It's a lot going on, J-Lo. I hope
super
you can keep up.
Awkward.
So then they find themselves so Jules, you know, she has to do her own thing, and the girls, Izzy, Madison, and Stella, they head back, and they end up getting into a car crash. And they get into a car crash because they thought they were going to hit a person in the road, who ended up being one of Stella's friends. And they end up going to this whole little, like, women empowerment group. I think it's called Manovo, cult-like event, to where, like, all the women are there, like, with this mud bath on them, but they're naked with, like, mud all over them. They're all, like, taking drugs or whatever, and they're just, like, living this free-spirited life, and it's supposed to be this rejuvenating experience with like-minded women, I guess. So they end up there, and while they're there, they let loose, they have a good time, and Madison begins to hallucinate, and she ends up seeing Jules, and she thinks that Jules is getting married. There's a lot of craziness going on. And in that while that's happening over there, back at the wedding, Jules is finally finding herself and realizing that, you know, she doesn't need, I don't want to say she doesn't need a man, but she's finding that she can just, you know, have fun. So at the party, she's there and she's just dancing with all the different kind of men that are there. She finally decides that she does not want to be with Jeremy. She lets him go. And it's funny because this whole show has been built on a theme of like this cat woman or cat lady, and throughout the time that she's there, we keep seeing this lady pop up that sounds like the same cat. So I don't know what that reference was. If you guys kind of get what they were doing there, I mean, of course they were trying to reveal the cat to us, but it still kind of was just like, what was the purpose? Like, I guess I missed the overall meaning message in that. So if you guys have any answers to that, I'd love for you guys to put it in the comments to explain. So yeah, Jules is living her best life, you know, dancing with other men and having a good time while the other girls are somewhere high with the empowerment group. And then this all circles back to the next day. They wake up and Madison decides, you know what? That's what happened. Oh my God, I forgot. So during these whole last two episodes, Stella has been trying to get into business school. So she lets Madison know that, look, you and Jules need to become friends because I am getting ready to go to Penn State in Pennsylvania and I need you guys to work it out because you won't have me anymore. So that's when Madison wakes up and has this revelation that she needs to be friends with Jules. So they head back to the wedding. They all, you know, they rekindle, they have a good time. And then in walks J-Lo, you'll not believe this, and walks Celeste, the boss, and Colin, the guy that Madison was dating, who was still married but had been lying. So they walk in and he completely acts like he doesn't know Madison, and mind you, they've been dating for a long time.
That's insane. Oh my God, I would kill him in front of
everybody. It was actually very crazy, but Madison couldn't do anything. She literally was just in shock. Like, she could not do anything. So yeah, he comes in and, like, you know, Celeste is greeting Jules and Izzy because she works for their company. And they're like, oh, and she's like, oh yeah, my husband Colin. And like, he literally shakes Madison's hand and goes, hi, my name is Doctor. And she literally just stood there and was like, nice to meet you. I don't know about you, but I would have flipped out. I would have a lot of stuff would have hit the fan. I would have just been like, are you kidding me?
Right.
But I guess in the moment she was very, she was lost for words. So she storms off, and then the best part, and this was an amazing ending of this series, but the best part of it all was Jules was just finally just fed up, and she jumps on the mic and she confronts him in front of everyone. And she's just like, my friend is a good girl. I can't believe you would do that to her. You would lie in her face. You're lying about your marriage. She just puts it all out there. And the whole part, the wedding party, everyone is just confused. And in the midst of her putting it out there, she also starts sprinkling in about the bride and the groom and how they don't need to be together if they're not really in love. She just talks about everyone. And then she drops the mic and walk off. And then they end the season with them stealing the Just Married car and driving off. It was a lot, J-Lo. Were you able to keep up?
I was able to keep up, but it is a lot of drama and a lot to keep up with, too.
A lot to keep up with. But I was here for it. I think 9 and 10 were one of the best episodes. There was a lot to, you know, unravel within this. But it was a cool wrap-up to the season. We saw a lot of growth. We saw Jules finally becoming her own person. She finally learned how to become a friend. And in the end, she chose her friendships. And I thought that was really beautiful. She even said to Jeremy, like, I don't want you. I want that. And she was saying she wanted her friends. So it was a really nice show. I really hope it gets renewed for a season two. I feel like there should be a season two. We need a lot of answers met. We need to know how Colin is gonna, is he gonna try to win Madison back? We have to know about Stella's time in business school. And then we also have to know if Jules honestly still has a job, because when she dropped that bomb at the wedding, not only did she embarrass her boss, like, she was taking up her friend, but she still, like, embarrassed her boss and did a whole lot of crazy stuff. So I'm here for a season two. I hope you guys are too. Drop in the comments below if you are here for a season two. But until then, that's all. So I'm your host, Tyra Prue. Thank you guys for just trying to stay in tune with me as I try to give you as much as you I can by myself. And yeah, love you guys, and hopefully we'll see you guys for season two. You can find me on all social media platforms at _ Tyra Prue. Bye guys.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.